Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Here's a situation for you, Stacey Cooper.
Okay.
You are with a group of 40 other people. You're at a banquet or some kind of gala or whatever, and you are in charge of ordering the pizza. You need to order 10 pizzas for these 40 people.
Okay.
What kind of pizzas are you ordering? What toppings are going on these pizzas?
Well, okay, a loaded.
Okay, so one, a loaded pizza.
Loaded pizza. Vegetarian. Gotta cover the vegetarians.
Of course.
Definitely pepperoni and cheese slash Canadian, which are my two favorites.
Okay.
You do have to have a ham and pineapple in there to soothe the pineapple lovers.
Of course, yeah.
And then something fancy with like a weird sauce that I wouldn't like, but you still want to keep those people happy, like a chicken teriyaki or something.
Chicken bacon ranch, that kind of thing.
Something like that.
So you're going with like a variety of pizzas.
Yeah, I think so.
You are wrong. You know what you should do? You should order just a bunch of pepperoni, a bunch of cheese, and a few other specialty pizzas. Why do the people in charge of ordering the pizza for a large group of people never order a lot of pepperoni? They always order like three. It runs out by the first four people in line.
Yeah.
No one else gets pepperoni. Pepperoni is a crowd pleaser. No one ever complains about it.
Exactly.
And then if you're last in line, you go up to the pizza and it's like, oh, great, teriyaki chicken with plum and ham and pineapple. That's all that's left. For plain Jane people like me, nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, whenever we have pizza here at Cruise FM, we're having a meeting or something like that, it's always like the fancy, organic, cauliflower crust pizza kind of thing, you know? Just order the pepperoni. Everyone likes pepperoni. And it always goes first. Order more.
I hear you, man.
And then the worst part is, like, the ham and pineapple people, there are always, like, four ham and pineapple pizzas. And maybe one gets eaten. So the ham and pineapple people get this giant free pizza to take home because no one else likes ham and pineapple. They've been getting free pizzas for years because no one orders enough pepperoni.
Stop the insanity.
It needs to stop. I was at O'Shea's yesterday for St. Patrick's Day. My fiance and I were at the bar, and we had to save a seat for her brother. And he was about 5 minutes away. So I put my jacket on the seat next to me.
Right.
Which I thought was the universal sign for, hey, this spot is taken. Bunny comes up and he just sits in this chair. I don't know this guy. He smells like cigarettes.
Oh,
and that
gross.
Smell got all over my coat because he sat there. And I'm like, oh, no, sorry, man. This seat is taken. And he's like, oh, I had no idea it was saved.
Did he leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my jacket was on the back. So has this guy, for his whole life, been going to restaurants or a bar or wherever, sees that a jacket is on the back of a chair, and he's like, oh, well, don't mind if
I'll
do.
Sit here.
Has he been doing this his whole life?
I feel like in this instance, it's St. Patrick's Day, all the rules out of the water. People are just like, no, you know what? I need to sit somewhere. If there is not a physical body in that seat, I'm going to try and take it. And maybe he was hoping you wouldn't notice.
He wouldn't notice that the chair next to me with my coat on it, he wouldn't notice that, hey, buddy, it's saved.
No,
come on.
He was hoping you wouldn't notice maybe that he was sitting there.
Oh, come on, man.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Maybe he's had like 8 green beer already.
He would know. You either put the coat on it or you tip the chair up and lean it on its side against the table. Those are the two universal signs for, hey, this seat is taken. Which brings up another not-so-fun issue, saving seats for your late friends. If you're that person who always shows up like half an hour late and you always bring four people with you and you call that one friend who's always early, hey, we're going to be about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Save us 5 spots, please.
I know. It's just,
I hate doing that.
It feels like you're inconveniencing everybody, even though you're not. You're saving a seat for someone who's not there. My husband hates saving seats.
It's stressful.
It causes him anxiety. He doesn't know if he should do the hand on the seat, the coat over the back, the tip the seat forward. He really hates that one because that seems like such an absolute. It's like, you cannot sit in this chair. Look, it's tipped forward.
Saving a seat for one person is okay. The seat next to you, you put your coat on it or you put your hand on it. Sorry, this is taken. That's fine. But saving like an entire table or booth is difficult. People always walk up. Hey, you guys leaving? No. My friends are coming. Well, you've been here for 20 minutes and they haven't come yet. Yeah, no, they're coming.
I swear.
sorry. And then they walk away like you've just ruined their day. They're like, oh, fine, whatever. And you're like, I'm sorry.
The other thing is if you are saving, let's say, the movie theater, you're saving like four seats next to you, you start running out of clothing that you can actually leave on the seats. I don't want to leave my purse on a seat because what if someone yoinks it?
Yeah.
So you got a coat, maybe a scarf. If it's cold out, maybe a toque, but you're seriously running out of options.
Take off your socks, put it on the seat. Someone walking by, why is there a pair of
socks
on this seat?
No one would take that one.
The only problem I have with saving seats is at a movie theater on opening night. You pay the same price that everybody else paid for their ticket. And this has happened to me. I went there on opening night, and the only spots that were left were at the very front row, you know, where you have to break your neck.
Yes.
And then the entire middle row in the middle, like off the upper part. And I paid the same price as everybody else paid for their tickets, and there was one guy on either end saving the whole middle row, and I was like, well, I paid the same price. I got here on time so I could get a seat, and I'm not going to sit at the front. So if your friends show up on time to save an entire row, I'm going to sit here.
Yeah. You can't save an entire row.
That's a bit much. Yeah, a whole row.
Oh, yeah. And then so, actually, my boyfriend broke up with me at the time. It was in high school because he was like, that was so embarrassing. I can't believe you did that. I'm like, but I paid the same price as everybody else, and we came early to get a seat. So why would I sit at the front?
This girl got dumped because some jack wagon tried to save an entire row at the movie theater. You can't do that. You can't
save an entire row.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Especially on opening night where it's going to be super busy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, figure it out. You can't do that. And what can you do? Like, if someone sits in the spot that you're saving, like, what do you do?
Well, that's my question. Like, let's say you are at the movie theater and you save two seats with a jacket and a bag, a purse or something. And someone just comes up and, like, sits down. And you go, oh, actually, these two seats are saved. What if the person's like, so?
Yeah, make me move,
Can
you know?
Can you call the cops on that person and be like, hey, I have two seats saved here at the movie theater, and this guy is sitting in them.
Call the cops? Come on. Don't pull a Burton Cummings. Stacey, I kind of feel dumb right now. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
My self-confidence is low.
Oh,
on Cruz's Facebook page, I posted Motley Crue's metal version of Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Okay.
Because for the movie The Dirt that's going to be on Netflix very, very soon, Motley Crue actually got together and recorded a few cover songs. It kind of started out as a joke, and then they started taking it a little bit more serious, and they're like, hey, these sound okay. If you want to hear the whole song, just mosey on over to our Facebook page, but here's a taste for you. Was like, you know what? It's actually not that bad.
I like it.
Yeah, I kind of like it too. Our Facebook fans, nay, they hated it. They're like, Clayton, are you talking about? You are an idiot, sir. This is not good at all. But I was like, come on, guys. It's not the worst thing ever, but apparently it is the worst thing ever, according to the comments in the Facebook page. My favorite one from Perry. Clayton, I think you're the lone wolf on this one, bud. You know what? Alan from The Hangover, he was also a lone wolf. A one-man wolf pack, if you will, and things turned out fine for him.
Yeah, lots of horrible, terrible, nah.
I thought it was okay. Like, just really quickly again here. It's kind of fun, right?
And I wonder what makes it no good. Is it the fact that it's Madonna's song, Like a Virgin, that they're covering?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it their spin on the, like, did they do a bad job of that Madonna song? Because it sounds grungy. It sounds dirty to me.
It might be the whole Nickelback thing with this song. You know how when Nickelback will come out with a new song, Nickelback haters will be like, oh, it sucks.
Everyone
even though they didn't hear
it.
The song, they're like, they just love to hate it for the sake of hating it. It kind of got me thinking, though, what other soft, slow songs would be good with a metal version?
Ooh, anything by Celine Dion.
My heart will go on.
The power of love.
I'm thinking Savage Garden, Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Oh, that's a good one.
I wanna stand with you on a mountain. Bathe with you in the sea. Lots of people probably moving at about 45% today because of the St. Patrick's Day shenanigans from yesterday. Some people, to treat a hangover, will smoke the old devil's lettuce, the old jazz cabbage, the old marijuana. Let's just call it what it is. That's some people's hangover cure. And if you're one of those people, maybe plan your next vacation for this place in Ontario. They're opening up the very first cannabis-themed golf course. It's going to be called Rolling Greens, and it's going to be opened on April 20th.
Their motto is, come roll with us.
Oh, my. Come on. Got to be a little bit more creative than that.
We get it, guys. The puns, I don't know. Use it one of them, maybe, but they've opted to use quite a few. And they say that they're actually looking right now. It's going to be bring your own cannabis. But they're hoping to maybe in the future be able to sell cannabis on site.
This would be the worst golf course in the history of golf courses. You know how slow this game of golf would be? Ahead of you just on the green, okay, figure it out. Hurry up.
Everyone would play through, man.
Just play through. Oh, man, I'm so busy looking at these clouds, bro. Woo!
Or you think you have, the best drive of your life, and you look down, the balls move, 5 feet.
How many balls would you lose on this golf course? You just hit it. Oh, I can't see it anymore. Oh, my fingers are so weird, man. Also, too, driving the golf carts. Are you allowed to drive the golf carts?
Oh.
Or are police officers just going to be waiting after the ninth hole? Oh, you're operating a motor vehicle under the influence. Boom! Ticket.
You know what would be very lucrative?
Mm-hmm.
The snack cart. Whoever's driving the little snack cart would just be raking in the dough. The man, the myth, the mustache, Mr. Burton Cummings, making some waves out in Moose Jaw. That's where he lives now. He's decided to retire out there, spend a lot of time living a peaceful life out in Moose Jaw. The only thing is, things aren't exactly peaceful for him. This is a very strange story. There's a dance studio in downtown Moose Jaw. It's a business, obviously, but Burton Cummings lives in the building next to this studio. And he is not happy with the level of music coming from said dance studio. According to the owner of the dance studio, Burton Cummings has called police several times and even gone to city council to get a zoning bylaw changed in regards to the noise coming out of the dance studio.
Burton Cummings is complaining about music being too loud.
I see the irony here. He's a rock star. He's, played a ton of loud music in his life. And yes, now he's complaining about the music from the dance studio.
Is that when you're officially old? When you make a noise complaint call to the police? Is that when you know that you're not rock and roll anymore?
I think so. I think that's probably a pretty good indicator.
Have you ever done that before? Called the cops on your neighbors because they're making too much noise?
No. And the thing is, the lady has worked with her landlord to add soundproofing to the studio. She's even done tests that show a peak volume of 74 decibels, which is about the same as a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, boy.
When it comes down to the nitty-gritty, it isn't actually that loud.
No, come on, Burton Cummings. You gotta suck it up here. Come on, man. And also, why is Moose Jaw in the news so much this past month and a half? With, the most unique stories of all time. There was the Moose Gate, which turned into Moose Truce. Now they have a story of Burton Cummings complaining about his neighbors. Moose Jaw is like an episode of The Young and the Restless. So much drama.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.